Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 112 for Monday, September 30th, 2019.
Took you long enough.
Was there a delay?
There was that delay. You know, it was a couple seconds. I said, you know, I'm Rob, and then you said, I'm Robert, and it did take a minute.
I had the TV on, and that's, I think, one of the downfalls of DirecTV Now, when you've got one running down here, and I've got probably the other one, I'm sure, is watching something upstairs, and I'm trying to Skype you, so I think there was probably a little bit of hesitation, because you were breaking up a little bit, and I know that's on you entirely, but not me, so I'm going to turn my Packers game off. Just to see if it works. I might start to twitch a little bit, and I might try to figure out how to get it up here on my little screen here, but that's what happened. So if there's a space there, I'll fix it later, and nobody will know any different.
Yeah, as long as we can agree that it's your fault.
Somehow, some way.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking.
Believe that.
There's some new shit that Amazon announced this week.
And crazy news is going to take us international. We're going to talk to a 68-year-old dominatrix from the UK. An unusual way to grow your penis.
Life hack.
A child-neglecting stripper. Some extra spicy avocado. An Amish buggy. And a giant clam.
Yeah, it's an educational episode.
Yeah, it's like Discovery Channel. Or something
like that. Enjoy.
I took a nice visit over to Norm's today, and I sent you the picture. Oh. I got 3 4 packs for a whopping $54. So I've got one of them here. I'm excited to try it.
All right. Well, I suppose we should just get right into the beer then, right?
Might as well.
I've earned it.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Spent the last 3 days busting my ass to do some home renovations. By Tuesday evening, I was icing my shoulder. I'm not exactly sure how I injured my shoulder, but I did. And then yesterday, I just spent, you know, popping tile and all throughout the day so I could get through it. But hey, listen, it looks good. So it's all that matters.
Luckily, I don't strain you too much here with your shoulders. You can just kind of sit still and the rest will take care of itself.
I feel very relaxed right now. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right. Well,
what are you drinking?
We did the drop already.
Yeah.
Don't screw me up here. Let me pull up the website. I feel like we've had this brewery before. So I got to have.
Oh, well, Terrapin. Good question. I think I've had them.
It looks familiar.
See, Terrapin is a Maryland thing, but that brewery I think is in Georgia. But Maryland Terrapins is the University of Maryland College Park, which is just north of D.C., well, northeast or so of D.C. So their mascot is the Terrapin. So every time I think of the Terrapin Brewing Company, I think it's in Maryland, but it's not.
Oh, perfect. Well, this week I'm going to wherever Terrapin is, and I have, and it's not our first, we have had them on the show before, but it's my first time, I think, drinking anything. I believe from Terrapin, and this is their raspberry truffle wake and bake coffee oatmeal imperial stout. Oh. While it's a mouthful, it's 9.4%. Also, that's what she said. Percent alcohol by volume. And on here, if I go to the retired beer, so this was an imperial that is part of their 2018 series of imperials. And if the fucking website will load, I can tell you a little bit more about God. Yes, I'm over 21. Son of a bitch.
So maybe it is your internet connection was causing you to slow down now. And here I try to.
It's not even showing up. It's not letting me input anything onto the fucking website. Oh, here we go. Oh, holy shit. Come on, guys. Here, let me go on my phone.
Not working still?
It's being a little bitch. But I already told the website on my phone that I'm over 21. So it's working on my phone, but not so much on my web browser, on my Mac here. Let's see here. Okay, so it's 9.4%, 50 IBUs.
Yeah.
And it's an Imperial, like I said, from Terrapin. It says brewed and bottled by Terrapin Beer Company in Athens, Georgia. Our 2017, this is 2017, whatever, Reserve Series continues with Raspberry Truffle Wake and Bake, brewed with pure liquid cacao, raspberry, and coffee from Jittery Joe's. This delectable Imperial Stout is a dessert lover's dream come true. Cheers. So it's a desserty type of beer. Just, I can smell some strong raspberry and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of coffee in there, too. Let me try it. It's good. Yeah. It's not as boozy as I would think it would be at 9.4%. Strong notes of raspberry. And strong notes of chocolate with a little bit of coffee in there. And they're pretty strong flavors, so it's very sweet. It's probably a good dessert beer if you're just looking for something, yeah, you know, after dinner or just, a one-off kind of hanging around at home. This is a good beer to have because it does give you those strong, desserty type of flavors. Very sweet. It's really all I have to say about it. I mean, if you like raspberry, chocolate, and coffee, you're going to get all three of those pretty well in this particular beer. And you've had Terrapin, actually, in episode 21, yeah, Don't Point Your Probes in My Direction, you yeah had a Wake and Bake Coffee Oatmeal Imperial Stout. So you had the, I guess it would be the original, where this is right the raspberry truffle that's kind of been added in to everything else. And that is actually the only time we've had it so far on the show.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good one. I've never had anything from Terrapin before. And, it's a good desserty type of beer if you're into that thing.
Well, I think I might have to be into that thing because I've got something very, very similar to it. And this is from the Commonwealth Brewing Company. And that's a good question if whether I've had these or not. I know I've had it, but let me check if I've had it here on this show. I have.
Yeah, we have.
I have. So anyhow, I'll tell you what I've got here, and then I will tell you what the other ones that I've had.
Yeah, but again, we have a method. We have a
I'll stay in order.
Order of operation, you guys.
Right. I'm one that does not like to go out of order. So I will keep with my own requirements. And I've got the Commonwealth Brewing Company Chocolate Gâteau Imperial Chocolate Stout. And it is a large can here. I tried pouring it in my glass. And it didn't fill up the whole thing. Well, it had enough left in the can that I was able to drink some that didn't fit in the glass. So I'm not sure how many ounces it is, but it's a taller can. The website doesn't have a whole lot of information about it, but it says it's an Imperial Chocolate Stout with blackberries, mulberries, Madagascar vanilla beans, and milk sugar. 10.2% alcohol by volume. And doesn't say anything about IBUs and original gravity. So this is one of those smaller breweries that's got the sticker here on the label. It's not that fancy of a can, but they've got cool artwork. And they had a bunch of this over at Norm's. And I actually
like a Bud Light Tall Boy or something that's rebranded.
It was. I just put a sticker over it. It is red. No, it's not. It's a regular color. But I'm going to try it and see. I'm curious how the fruit is in there. I don't know what mulberries taste like. Blackberries can be pretty good, but they can also be kind of tart. So I think a lot like last week and the one you've had this week, we're probably drinking something very similar. So let me try it and I'll let you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't smell a whole lot of the fruit in there, but I do smell the chocolate.
By the way, while you're doing that, I have a big bottle, and one thing that to note about my bottle was it was the top was dipped in wax, so it is a bitch and a half to open up. Just really plan on wanting to just like murder yourself or somebody else while you're trying to open this. But once you get it open, it's not bad. It's pretty good. I don't know how big the serving size is. I don't know if it's 750. It looks like smaller than 750. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say, but it filled up my snifter all the way, and then there's still a good probably 6 ounces or so in the bottle.
Oh, yeah, this is 1 pint, so that's going to be the shit. We asked Alexa before. Alexa, how many ounces in a pint?
I thought it was 16.
This might answer your question. One pint is 16 fluid ounces.
Oh, good. All right, so my glass must be 12 or something, but I like the beer. I do taste the chocolate. The fruit is a little bit stronger than I might like. I like something a little bit more subtle. This does have that sweetness and a bit of the bitterness and the tartness of the blackberries and what's probably the mulberries. I don't get a lot of the vanilla, and if you've listened to the show at all and I've ever talked about vanilla, I really do like the vanilla flavor. Not a whole lot in here. The milk sugar, the milk lactose, it says milk sugar in the write-up, but the lactose is in there. It makes it a little bit smoother as far as the mouthfeel. Doesn't feel overly thick, but I think a lot like yours, it's a good after-dinner beer. I will certainly enjoy it here. But again, I probably wouldn't sit down and drink a bunch of them. But having one of these after dinner is probably the perfect time.
Perfect.
Not sure what I rate it, though. Between 3 3/4 and 4, I think, if I had to pick a number.
I rated mine 3 3/4, just so everyone's aware. I did drop the ball and forget to mention that my first time around. I'm sorry. I'm just still exhausted from going back to work today. And so I mentioned I did some home improvements. Kind of a funny little thing here. So one thing we have, you know, we have a lot of the smart light bulbs around the house.
Yeah.
But we also have, where we don't have the smart light bulbs, we have quite a few lights that have Edison bulbs, and I get the LED Edison bulbs. And then also have a lot of the kind of the twisty old, you know, high efficiency LED CFL bulbs as well. And what's funny is, so we got two new fixtures for the hallway, and those use Edison bulbs. So I was pulling the old fixtures down and unscrewing the bulbs, and I was going to throw the old bulb away because I have a million of these. My dad goes, because he was over helping me. He goes, "Hey, can I take your Obama bulb?"
What?
And I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, the Obama bulb." I go, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He goes, "No, racist. The LED bulb that was." I said, "You want the old light bulbs, the used ones?" "Sure." I said, "Hey, you could take them." I was literally just throwing them in the trash bag. And but anyway, I thought it was really funny. He said he always calls it he calls them Obama bulbs for whatever reason, and elderly listener gets really irritated with them.
Well, that's the reason.
So later on, my mom calls, and my dad puts her on speakerphone. I said, "Mom, good news. I'm sending Dad home with some extra Obama bulbs for you." So, but anyway, speaking of light bulbs and speaking of smart stuff, I know that. Amazon had some big announcements. You know, we like to use our Alexas and our Echoes and our other things. And there was some really cool stuff that they announced this week. So maybe we should go through some of that real quick. And let me know, is there anything that you're going to order or already have ordered?
Well, the thing about it is, the last time that they had one of these, they announced, I think, the new shows. And you and I both have, I think, the same show, which is it's the bigger, thicker one. And then they came out with the small ones. And I think they came out with an even larger one. But a while back, they came out with the Echo Auto. And you and I both got the invitation probably around the same time. That was only a couple weeks ago. And when it came out, I really wanted it. But by the time, I guess when it was announced and the invitation link went up, I really wanted it. But by the time it came out, some of the fizzle had died. And I was like, I don't really need this shit. I would have paid the $25 back 6 months ago when the damn thing came out. So I'm not 100% sold on some of this, but some of it looks cool. I think I'm okay. I think I'm at Echo overload at this point. I've got enough for what I need it for, without any really compelling reason. Then I don't know, but I might change my mind as we get through this. Cause
I feel like something would have to break for me to replace something at this point. Like the Echo Show, I love the Echo Show, but you know, do I really want it for a slightly better sound? And I mean, and quite honestly, it's close enough to the soundbar in the family room where I can just connect it through Bluetooth to the soundbar. So if I want it to sound really good, I can connect it to the soundbar, which sounds really good. And there's a subwoofer and things like that. But they did come up with some really cool stuff. And same thing with the Echo Auto. By the time they actually released it and I got my, "Hey, you've been approved to give us money to order this device." I had two cars that have CarPlay built into them. And so it really, you know, any of the value that I found, I really don't have anymore because CarPlay is so handy and convenient. It works just well for me. I hardly ever use the built-in infotainment system in my car anymore. It's all about CarPlay. But a couple of things, they have the Echo Studio, which the Echo Studio is kind of like the take on the Sonos, the Apple one, the
a HomePod, I think.
The HomePod. Yeah. So it's they're kind of their new high-fidelity, high-end yeah. speaker. It's gonna be $199, which isn't too terribly bad.
Yeah.
But still not something. I mean, because I think the HomePod was over at $349 or $399 yeah. Well, or something like that.
And I love Apple, but that's too much.
For a little speaker. Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. But it is kind of cool. There's a new Echo Show, an 8-inch Echo Show for $129. There's a new Echo speaker, which is kind of just like a redesign. It says upgraded, improved speakers, which actually that might not be a bad thing because we do listen to music on our Echoes quite a bit. Yeah. One thing that I thought was kind of cool was the Echo Dot that has a clock built into it. And it's not like there's just like a digital display that's cut out in the grate on the side. It actually shines through the grate.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
Cool. Or like a kids' room, because they have kids' versions, and I don't know how safe they are. I'm sure you can still ask it dumb stuff, but so yeah, and those, it's $10 more than the other version just to add the clock. And I guess it's probably worth it. But if you have one of those in your room, I've got one of the little whatever the damn thing is, the Spot, and I'm mad at that thing because now it always when I go in, I just want to see the time, and when I go to bed, I want to look and I want to see that my alarm set. But it always, it's like showing the weather and it's showing other shit. It's like, just stop. Just show me the time. Show me my alarm.
Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
I get upset at it. You're a damn clock. Now be a clock.
Yeah, be a clock. So I was going to say, Alexa home, and then it goes. And I go, okay,
it's mad at you because you cover the camera.
I do still have the camera right next to my phone, propped up next to my naked butt.
Yeah, me too.
The other thing here, this Echo Flex, it's kind of cool. It plugs into your, it's like a, I got a Ring doorbell and I got one of the little satellite ringers that's about the size of a deck of cards that plugs into the outlet. So that's kind of how this is. The Echo Flex, $25, tiny smart speaker plugs into your outlet and that's pretty much it. So, I mean, it's kind of cool if you're walking around and you're turning on lights and doing anything else. You just need a microphone somewhere. It's probably not a bad idea. And it doesn't really take up any room because it just sits in the plug.
It just plugs in. It sits on the wall right over the plug.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. Echo Buds, which I'm really interested in seeing how well they do. So these are basically just like a competitor to AirPods.
Yeah.
The one thing that I thought was most interesting out of all of their things that they released are the Echo Frames, though. So these are essentially like they look almost like my Ralph Lauren like black rimmed sunglasses or eyeglasses and it says 1 or 2 products that can be considered more experimental than anything else. The Echo Frames will accommodate your eyeglass prescription but are available by invitation only, and I did request an invitation just because
I better do it.
Well, I can't wait for them to send me an email saying that I can order them, and then I just ignore it like I did for the Android. I just like to know that they want me to buy it. It says, unlike the notorious Google Glass, auto frames are designed to look like regular glasses. Do not include a camera or display. The idea is to keep Alexa at your beck and call wherever you go. So essentially, they're supposed to look like regular glasses, and they pull it off pretty well, like the temples are the hell are these things?
They're
the
thick.
Arms are they're kind of thick because there's to be internals. There's got to be stuff built into it. But essentially, again, they're designed to look kind of like like cool glasses, but with the arms are just a little bit thicker to hold all the internals. So I'd be really interested in seeing like real world. Like I don't know. I don't feel like when I'm away from home, I just need Alexa just at my beck and call.
Yeah, and my glasses
if you're gonna ask to replace my prescription glasses, like I don't know if it pulls it off quite yet. Like I feel like they're just still they look better than the Google ones or any of the other ones that have been the Snap glasses, whatever the fuck they're called.
Is the porn as good on those things, as it is in the Snapchat ones?
It's hard to say. You can't see anything. It just kind of puts an Alexa assistant just in your glasses. I don't know. And then
I don't like that. That's dumb. And then everybody's gonna hear it. I mean, they're gonna.
Well, exactly.
I don't know.
The only other thing that's interesting is the Echo Loop, which is a ring. It's a ring. And essentially, it's...
Goes on your... Nah, never mind. Goes on
it's
your
a ring...
I was thinking of the other
thing. For 120... Goes around your finger, Robert. It's a ring Damn that it. Uses... It has Alexa in the ring, and it has haptic technology to vibrate when you receive a call.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And yes, you can hold the ring up to your ear to receive and answer that call, too.
So it'll look dumber than taking a call on your Apple Watch.
Yeah, it's like working. It's like taking a call on your Apple Watch, only stupider. But, you know. Anyway, you know, I appreciate that Amazon is kind of like trying to push the envelope with some of these things a little bit. The other thing is just kind of, you know, iterations on some of the other stuff. But, you know, they just want Alexa just absolutely everything. I mean, your thermostat,
you just need something to be able to hear what you're asking. And I still really only use it for lights, and I do a few times like asking it weather. And earlier I actually asked it, did I even say what the name of my beer was? I'm all out of sorts, but I think it's the name of your beer, chocolate gatto.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, I asked Alexa how to say it. So Alexa, how do you say gateau?
I don't know that one.
Alexa, how do you pronounce gateau?
I pronounce that gâteau, but I'm always gâteau. Working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
See. Does Siri know how to say it? Let's try. Hey, Siri, how do you pronounce gateau? Wait, fuck. Never mind. Hold on. Let me try again. Hey, Siri, how do you pronounce gateau?
Okay. I found this on the web for Hey Siri, how do you pronounce gatto? Check it out.
She told me how to, but she wanted me to look on the internet. Fucking Siri. When is Apple going to make Siri less fucking stupid? They're the largest. They're a $1 trillion company, and their digital assistant is just garbage.
Yeah, well, you use it more, and my voice is breaking like a teenage boy today.
But I use it because it's there.
But you use it more down in your studio. I have everything on my Alexa, and you're down there, Siri, doing the do not disturb. I never use Siri. Every now and then in the car, I'll have it text somebody if I'm in a spot
where I'm sitting in
fucking traffic and I can't do it myself. And I'll say, hey, Siri, text Rob or text Melissa or whatever. That is it. I use it for nothing else. I guess the difference. $5,000 for this phone. I should use.
I guess the difference is because I do use. Because I have her on my desk. I don't have an Echo at work on my desk, and I use CarPlay, so I do find myself using it a lot. Even just whether it's putting on particular music or doing different things. But at the same time, I just know she's fucking stupid, and I really just wish that Apple would put more work into making her more intelligent, because I think as far as digital assistants, I think she's behind in her game compared to a lot of the other ones. But
well, I will tell you what's going to put Siri further behind is
I'm
soon,
excited about this,
and they have not said exactly when, but soon you will be able to add customized voices to your Amazon Echo devices, including Samuel L. Jackson with and without the profanity. And I will pay for this just because, at least for us, even if I don't use it upstairs. But it said $7 a month service will debut in late October. So it doesn't say exactly when, but no, that's the food kitchen thing. God damn it.
What are you talking about? What are you? I'm talking to say $7 just to make my Echo sound like Samuel L. Jackson. First off, your Echo that's linked to, that we have here on the podcast, you're going to have to make sound like Samuel L. Jackson.
That's what I mean.
With the profanity. I wonder, will you be able to order a Royale with cheese?
I hope so. I would love one. So, no, $7 a month is for the Food Network thing. If they have, it's part of the show where it's a lot like your Peloton, I guess, where you have the exercises, and I don't exercise, so I don't know. I'm just guessing, but it's very similar to what they do, but they do it for cooking where you kind of like cook along with some fantasy chefs, but the voice will cost 99 cents and come in two versions. So yeah, I think you just add that to your $6 that you send me every month. You sent me $649 because you sent me an extra penny last month. just because. So this time you can make it $6.49, and we'll split the Samuel L. I was gonna say Sam Adams, but the Samuel L. Jackson.
So it's 99 cents a month.
No, I think it's just a flat 99 cents. Will come in two. The voice will cost 99 cents.
Oh well, shit.
Come in two versions.
Yeah, and by the way, the company, they said that they are actually they plan on adding more.
Yeah.
So that we you know, it says let's see here. Other celebrity voices will be added next year. The company has recently amped up its affiliations with A-listers and its marketing efforts for Alexa, including Super Bowl ads featuring the likes of Harrison Ford, Cardi B, Anthony Hopkins.
I don't like any of those.
No, but I mean, if they come up with some cool, but you know, Samuel L. Jackson is probably the best voice to have as the. It really is. It's if they're gonna launch this and put celebrity voices, his should be the first one.
Well, that's why the article says that. That's why the articles don't say pretty soon you can have Cardi B for your Echo device.
I want him
Nobody
to just
gives a shit.
I want him to just randomly input quotes from Snakes on a Plane.
Samuel L. Jackson, how do you pronounce G-A-T-E-A-U?
Get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking plane. That's exactly what I needed to say.
Oh man, that'd be good. That's exciting. I got something to look forward to now.
Exactly.
Oh well, but I'm looking forward to crazy news because you sent me this one and I really want to hear more about this young lady.
Where are we going first, Robert?
Swindon. Alexa, where is Swindon?
Swindon is a town in the southwestern part of England. It is located 71.5 miles west of London, England.
Oh.
See, they do this shit there.
Well, this comes from our friends at barcroft.tv, and it used to be, never mind. It's a dumb website. It's been gone forever. But the story tells us about a 68-year-old grandma who loves being a dominatrix.
That's hot.
Yeah. A leather-loving granny is helping bored housewives find the missing spark in their lives by helping them bring out their inner dominatrix. And there is a video on here. After publicly sharing how she became a professional dome, Sherry Lever, 68, from Swindon, was inundated with over 100 requests from women keen to learn the ropes. Following three divorces, so she obviously learned this a little bit too late, Sherry revealed how she reinvented herself as a phone sex worker, then as a mistress that charges up to £120 an hour for a session. Alexa, how many dollars is £120?
It's about a dollar. That's about
£120 is $147 and 92 cents.
$0.92.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm going to pay her with exact change in U.S. dollars.
You should take Apple Pay. The mother of three, who goes by her alter ego, Mistress Sophia, maintains her children are completely understanding of her unconventional career path.
Arguable.
Yep. Sherry told Barcroft TV, after giving it some thought, I appeared on television where I told my story. Afterwards, it was a revelation. I got lots of emails from women. It was women who were in a similar situation to me, older women who had been left and were in the depths of despair as I was. I think I had easily 100 emails from women. I answered them all. They were all in Russian. It really touched me and actually made me feel I was helping someone who had been in my situation. There's quite a few now who are working the phones that didn't before, and I have quite a few that come to me to be trained. I don't charge, but they have to have a dominant streak. One of the women who reached out to Sherry was a 50-year-old office worker who now goes by her alter ego, Mistress Chloe. I'll be Mistress Robert. After sitting in on some of Sherry's sessions, she is now considering giving up her office to
Mistress
her
Bob. Office. Okay.
Her office job to become a full-time dominatrix. Ding, ding, show title. I'll write that shit down because I'll forget this by tomorrow.
Excuse me, that was ISIS, not me.
Exactly.
Of course. So anyhow, she talks about she's training. You know, she had a 9-to-5 and she's done with all that. But
yeah.
So, yeah, misconception that what she does is sex work, and says she does not have sex with any of her clients. So she just basically whips them, I guess, and then leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. Her daughter, Amy, 30.
It's probably dried up anyway.
Yeah. Says she's not embarrassed about it and hasn't shied away from telling what her mom does for a living. So I guess there's worse things that she could be doing. As long as she's safe out there. And I don't know what they got going on over there.
She could be mulling drugs.
Yeah. She's never been happier, she says.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. If you want to watch the video, the link will be in the show notes. I haven't watched it yet, though.
Good for her.
It's on YouTube.
Listen, whatever, you know, when you get that old and you can still perform in those types of ways, you know, and that's what gets you off. You know, can't give her a hard time about it. Just let her do what she wants, right? Yeah.
She drinks coffee like regular people.
Well, that's good. And yeah. She dominates people like regular people.
Her glasses are filthy, though.
Let me see. That's the worst part of this entire story, really.
Yeah, her glasses. It's right around 321. She puts them on, and you can see them kind of the reflection from the window, and they're covered with like probably butt cheek prints.
Oh man, I don't understand. Like, I clean my glasses several times a day.
Yeah,
like, if I get one little smudge, that shit's gotta go.
I get the wipes. Oh my goodness. Go to
I have the little individually wrapped little wipes that I get, the little towelettes that I get from Lens Crafters are great. Yep.
About 6 minutes in.
All right, hold on. I closed the fucking story. Now I gotta go back in.
Can't do that.
Let's see what we got. I can do it. It's my computer. My trackpad started magically working again today. It hasn't worked the last two episodes, but today, no problem.
6 minutes.
No problem. All right, let me see here. 6 minutes. Contains adult themes. Well, no shit. She's slapping old men asses. Probably some young guys, too. They're into that shit. Fucked up. All right, here we go. Well, what the? Oh, shit. Look at that.
You wish you had dirty glasses.
Just like drinking coffee, just...
She's making a guy in a tutu and a pig mask clean her house.
I'm going to have to call you little piggy instead of sissy. He's wearing high heels.
Yep. It's not, I guess it's not really a tutu. It's more of a like a maid's outfit, but it's pink.
Yeah.
And a pig mask. Oh man, that's pretty good. That's crazy shit.
That is some crazy shit. I can't even watch any more of that.
I'm gonna save this image here for the show art.
All right. Well, here's captured. This is a horrifying little story we got here for you next.
Tell me.
Yeah, this takes us to, I don't know, probably Florida. Let's see here. South Pacific Islands?
Same thing.
Yeah, from the same thing. Same thing. Because Florida's on the Pacific Ocean, right?
Yep.
All right. So this takes us to the Southern Pacific Islands, where docks have... Oh, man. Where a man's penis rots after he injected Vaseline to try and make it bigger. Mr. Cocky Nuts does not approve of the story. Docs have revealed how a man's penis rotted away after he injected Vaseline to try to make it bigger. The unnamed 45-year-old man
on the internet
went to A&E after 5 days of suffering from an itchy sensation at the base of his member.
Ouch.
He then noticed a significant buildup of fluid and ulcers. Oh, boy. On the shaft of his penis. Which were starting to rot and bleed. The patient from the South Pacific Islands, as we previously stated, was also feeling weak and suffering fevers. He told doctors that he had self-injected petroleum jelly into the into his shaft 2 years earlier in an attempt to boost his penis size. The things that guys go through to make their fucking dicks bigger. Like, what the fuck? Who? Like, you only get one penis. You know, you break that thing, and you don't get another chance at one. Yeah. You know,
did you have a girlfriend?
It's not like a baby tooth. If it falls off, another one, bigger one, doesn't grow in to replace it.
No, not at all.
So he injected to summarize, he injected 2 years ago, injected petroleum jelly or Vaseline into his dick to make it bigger. Writing in a journal published in Urology Case Reports, Dr. Amer Amin said the man was an unwell-looking man with high fevers. He added that the penile shaft was grossly deformed. Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. Tender had a serious buildup of fluid. There are also small patches of visible rot. This is fucking disgusting. Rotting flesh. He was diagnosed with a condition called Fournier's gangrene, a life-threatening flesh-eating bug of the genitals. He was rushed. He was rushed into the operating theater. The operating theater. I don't know what row he is. Hopefully he had good seats. Where surgeons removed the dead flesh and drained the pus-filled pockets along a shaft. Oh. The man was taken into intensive care to recover ahead of further surgery planned for the next day. In total, he needed 3 operations to remove... Why are you texting? I lost my spot. Grossly deformed, fleshing a bug. Okay. To remove all the infected and rotted tissue, mostly involving the scrotum, Doc said. It keeps like, stop it, you fucker. By his 10th day in hospital, his fevers had settled and his bloods had stabilized. See, it's good when your blood stabilized. He was transferred to a plastic surgery team who performed multiple skin grafts on his dick. Oh, boy. Hold on. I'm in reader mode here. And it keeps scrolling back up to the top of the fucking story. I got to concentrate here. Make sure I don't ever do this. Like, let's see here.
You want to learn?
Yeah. They performed multiple skin grafts on his penis and his scrotum. The man was allowed home from hospital after a month. Guy spent a month in the hospital. In his report on the case, Dr. Ammon of St. Vincent's Hospital, Sydney, said a 45-year-old man from the South Pacific Islands was successfully treated with surgical debridement, intensive care unit admissions, and antibiotics. After presenting to hospital with Fournier's gangrene 2 years prior, he had self-administered Vaseline to the shaft of the penis in order to augment penile size. That's about the most scientific medical way you could say wanted a bigger dick. He added, penile self-injections are performed in order to attempt to increase penile size and have been reported to cause latent pain, ulceration, and Fournier's gangrene. Common materials used for penile augmentation that have been described in the literature are mineral oil, petroleum jelly, nandrolone deconate, and waxes. Candle wax, maybe. I don't know. He added the most likely reason for the development of Fournier's in this patient would be related to having a foreign material in the form of petroleum jelly in the subcutaneous planes of the penile shaft, which had secondarily become infected after the integrity of the skin barrier was breached after itching at the area. I thought it was the end. There's more. Interestingly.
That's right. We've been dragging you along. Now we're going to get to the interesting part.
Interestingly, yeah, in case you weren't interested yet, Our patient reported that this practice was fairly commonplace in the South Pacific Islands. In a recently published case series, expert have reported complications in a group of men performing these practices in Thailand. Thailand. Bangkok is the capital of Thailand. They found that time between injection and the presentation of symptoms was around 36 months. So if you...
If you
inject petroleum jelly into your dick to make it bigger, you got about, 3 years till it falls off. Well, that was fun. That was an absolutely horrifying story. You son of a bitch. What's funny is I believe I'm the one that had you start reading the first story too. It's just my luck. It's not you, it's me.
It's the wonders of the interweb.
I did this to me.
Yep. Well, Kelly said she heard Mr. Cocky Nut scream and she was wondering why. I said, Rob just had to read this sentence to both of our wives. I said, Rob just had to read this sentence. Quote, there were also small patches of visible rotting flesh, and he was diagnosed with a condition called Fournier's gangrene, a life-threatening flesh-eating bug of the genitals. He may need to call in sick tomorrow. I suggest he sleep in the garage on a plastic sheet. And that's when Kelly said she heard Cocky Nut scream. So George had his earbuds in. He didn't really hear any of that.
Good for George.
Yeah, the next story is going to take us to Florida because we do find a lot of good news stories down there.
Oh, sorry, that's about that.
Yep. And this one tells us about a woman who left her daughter, 3 years old, in a car outside a strip club while she danced.
Oh, she was at work.
Yeah, she was working. She was working her 9 to 5 or her 5 to 9, as the case may be. While her mother worked the pole, a 3-year old girl was roaming around the parking lot of the
It was not election day, by the way.
No, different kind of pole, Rob. Responding to a 911 call about the unsupervised child, police found the girl crying and confused alone outside the all-nude Vegas Cabaret in Lauderhill, a Broward County city, around 2 a.m. Oh. I think that's near Miami. Alexa, where is Broward County?
Broward County, Florida, is a U.S. county in South Florida. It shares a border with Miami-Dade County, Florida, Palm Beach County, Florida, Collier County, Florida, Hendry County, Florida, and Miami, Florida.
Thank you. The child had apparently been sleeping inside a Toyota Corolla that was not running, but had a window cracked open for ventilation. In the rear of the car, cops reported were toys and a car seat. No saltines. Around 2:30 a.m., oh, my goodness. Manu Chica Daniels, 23, approached officers and identified herself as the child's mother. According to police, Daniels had left her daughter unattended in the parking lot for about 3 hours. In the picture of the Vegas Cabaret, there's a guy sitting outside in his car.
You can't bring the girl into the strip club, right?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah. She was arrested on a felony child neglect charge and booked into the county jail. So she left her kid in the car while she sat in jail, locked up in lieu of a $5,000 bond. The daughter, police reported, appeared to be well cared for and in good spirits as she and officers awaited the arrival of the child welfare workers who eventually took the custody of the girl.
Probably threw some spam and a coloring book in there with her.
Probably. For the mom.
Oh, man. So Robert, are you a sushi guy?
I don't really eat the sushi because I'm a little bit afraid of it. I like the various rolls though, the California roll, and I like the things like that. I like to get there's one by Whole Foods has it. It's wrapped in lettuce, and it comes with a hot kind of like cream sauce. It's good.
Whole Foods actually has pretty good sushi. I get it there every once in a while, but. And I love sushi. Aside from pizza, sushi is probably second in line for me as far as food that I love.
I need to venture into that. Is there a particular kind that you ask for?
I like it all, really.
I don't really know what to ask. So I just get the California roll.
Spicy tuna rolls I like.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I like anything that has lobster in it, really. I mean, I like cooked raw. Salmon rolls are good.
Yeah.
It's all pretty good. But anyway, one thing that they always give you is is they give you, you know, green they give shit. You the pickled ginger, and then they give you the and then they give you the wasabi, the little thing of wasabi. Have you ever had the wasabi? It is spicy as fuck. So I mean,
I put the soy sauce and I make a little thing of it, and then I put the soy sauce and then I put the wasabi in it.
Yeah, so and that's what I do. I sprinkle a little bit of wasabi in there. I don't put it all in there because it's fucking
burn your nose.
It's fucking hot. Yeah, I mean that'll clear everything out for you. Well, this takes us to Israel, right?
We'll just call it Florida.
Well, it says the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, that's not really Florida. I don't think it really tells us.
Somewhere in the United States of America, a woman who mistook wasabi for avocado was hospitalized with broken heart syndrome.
This is just an Israeli woman. So probably, I don't know. Do they have wasabi in Israel?
Israeli woman in the U.S. too. There are Israelis that live here.
Never seen any.
Yeah, they have them up here. No. Come hang out in Southeast Michigan. Hey, go hang out in Dearborn for a little bit. You'll find some. An Israeli woman was hospitalized with so-called broken heart syndrome after mistaking wasabi for avocado, according to a report recently detailed in a medical journal. The unusual story began with a woman in her late 60s who attended a wedding. At the nuptials, the woman, who was not identified in the report published by the BMJ Case Reports, ate a large amount of what she thought was avocado dip. Oh, shit. Only to very quickly realize it was actually wasabi paste, Japanese horseradish.
That's not good.
Oh, boy. The woman then felt a sudden pressure in her chest before the feeling moved down to her arms, according to IFL Science, which cited the report. The sensation lasted for the next few hours, though the woman chose to stay at the wedding. Fuck that. By the next morning, however, she awoke feeling uncomfortable and weak and decided to see a doctor, reported IFL Science. Doctors performed an electrocardiogram, or ECG, which revealed the woman was suffering from Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, known as broken heart syndrome. The Mayo Clinic defines the condition as a temporary disruption of the heart's normal pumping function in one area of the heart. It's typically triggered by extreme emotional or physical stress, such as the death of a loved one or a car accident. Most people who experience broken heart syndrome are 50 years old or older. In the report, the researchers claim the woman's broken heart syndrome case is the first to be spurred by food consumption alone. IFL Science reports, in the past, other food-related cases of broken heart syndrome were linked to anaphylaxis, a severe allergic reaction. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first report of Takotsubo cardiomyopathy triggered by wasabi consumption. The researchers wrote, according to IFL Science, which added the woman recovered after she was treated with agnotensin converting enzyme, hope I said that right, inhibitors and beta blockers. I can imagine the hell that you would go through taking a big old fucking spoonful of wasabi thinking it was fucking guacamole.
Well, when I was a kid, we went out for breakfast and my cousin, and I don't know why she thought she got this, but we went for, let's say, IHOP. So you get the pancakes and they bring you this bowl that's got the scoops of butter in it, and they're round, and she thought it was ice cream, and it's a smaller scoop. So she just took it and she put the whole thing in her mouth, this big mouthful of butter. That's gross, but not nearly as
offensive. It still tastes good.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you're expecting ice cream. It's kind of a shock there, but expecting avocado and getting a big old thing of that, you know, a hottest substance known to man in this wasabi.
Oh boy,
it's not going to be very pleasing. And she stayed around too. I don't know. Maybe it distracted a little bit from the wedding, but I think she probably just needed to sit down for a long time with some water.
Probably. Robert.
Yeah.
Did you ever own, like, I don't know, in your teenage years or anything? I know I went through a phase. I worked in high school at Circuit City, and I got like 50% discounts in the car audio department. So, you know, there was a time when I had, like, you know, the subwoofers in the trunk and the souped up system in the car. Did you ever have that?
The Kenwood radio where you could take the faceplate off and
it flipped down. You had
to carry that in a little plastic. Disc. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
carry
right.
Carry the plastic case.
So nobody so stole it.
Yeah.
I had that too.
Yeah. Well, if I happen to live, and this takes us to Ohio, and I know there's areas of Pennsylvania that have this population, and I didn't know that they lived in Ohio as well. But Alexa, where is North Bloomfield, Ohio?
And by the way, there's Amish in Michigan as well.
Are there? Alexa, where is North Bloomfield, Ohio?
North Bloomfield, Ohio is a village in Trumbull County, Ohio.
A village.
It is 152 miles, 245 kilometers, northeast of Columbus, Ohio.
That'd be so much better if it were Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, this one again takes us to Ohio, where Trumbull County Sheriff's deputies pull over an Amish buggy with a stereo system. If you've ever been behind one of these buggies, it's a pain in the ass. A deputy said the men riding it were drinking alcohol and had a 12-pack on top of the buggy. Deputy said they pulled over the buggy complete with alcohol and a stereo system early on Sunday morning. Just before 1 a.m., the deputy said that they saw two Amish men drinking alcohol while riding on the back of a horse and buggy.
That's awesome.
The deputy said there was a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra on top, so they were hitting the hard stuff. They pulled the buggy over at Donley and Mahan Parker Roads in North Bloomfield. Deputy said the people riding in it ran into the trees while the horse continued down the road. There were several open bottles of alcohol in the buggy as well as a radio sound system. Buggy was towed, and deputies found someone to take care of the horse until the owners come forward. Now, that's one of those things. I mean, these the Amish folk live together, so I can't imagine it's just two guys. So somebody's going to notice the horse is missing. Somebody's going to notice the buggy's missing. So I'm curious if there's ever any follow-up to this story.
Well, so I'm interesting, and so the guys that were driving it were not Amish?
It doesn't say an Amish buggy,
because I feel like, well, yeah, but the Amish are like, I can't see the Amish installing a box of like two 12-inch speakers or subwoofers in one of their buggies, though.
So. Well, it had to get there somewhere, unless maybe somebody bought the buggy and made their own, and maybe they weren't really Amish.
I don't know. It's got to be it, because the Amish are simple folk. They don't, they don't concern themselves with music and Michelob Ultra.
I wonder if they actually catch the guy. If one of them would be a one Moe's Schrute, he looks kind of Amish with his beard.
A little bit. I wonder if they're beet farmers.
He doesn't say much.
They operate a bed and breakfast out of their estate. And oh boy,
would you say that there are one more or less Amish people in Hawaii?
I'd say there's probably zero Amish people in Hawaii.
Okay. And if they were, would they scuba dive?
No, I could just, like, I'm sorry, I can't picture an Amish person wearing other thing, like, other than like their Amish like costume, you know, like, yeah. So I feel like scuba dive is completely out of the question. I don't think any of them have ever been swimming, to be honest with you. I can't picture it in my head. But this takes us to Hawaii, though.
He went swimming.
Our friends at World News Daily report where a scuba diver is hospitalized after his penis. Why do I keep getting these? After his penis gets stuck in a giant clam. Every story. I'm just talking about dicks today.
So luck of the draw, buddy.
Yeah. Pahala, Hawaii. Scuba diver is being hospitalized at Kua'au's hospital on the island of Hawaii after he inserted his penis into a giant clam while recreational diving, because sometimes when you're recreational diving off the coast of Hawaii and you see a clam that looks like you have a vagina, you got to stick your dick in it, right?
You got to let Willie out for a swim.
Mean, you know, you only live once. Oh, there's a clam. Let's fuck it, you know? Sean Madison, 22, was transported to Kau Hospital after suffering from severe breathing complications, vomiting, extreme swelling, and low blood pressure. Doctors believe physical contact with the giant mollusk may have triggered his allergy to seafood and exposed him to high levels of arsenic. Oh, so he's allergic to seafood and he decided to fuck a clam.
And a giant clam, Rob.
Yeah, and it probably gave him an STD.
Not a regular one.
Madison, 22, his condition has stabilized, said he inserted his penis inside the clam as a prank to impress his friend. Because that's impressive. Hey, look, I have my dick in this clam.
This is safe.
Yeah, this is totally kosher. This is cool. It was just a joke. It was just a joke at first until it started feeling good. He didn't say that. My friend was filming, so I wanted to impress him and put my dick into the clam. But then it just wouldn't let go, he told reporters.
Uh-oh.
The amateur diver. They always say that. If you're going to fuck a clam, make sure the opening is big enough because it'll latch on. Yeah, man.
Then the clam said, this dick tastes like Vaseline.
The amateur diver also admitted he was still hungover from the night before and had consumed GHB and ecstasy, which impaired his judgment at the time. It didn't hurt or anything. It felt warm and cozy.
Oh, like an apple pie.
Inside the clam. But I was afraid my oxygen reserves were getting low. That's what he was concerned with, he admitted. After eventually releasing himself from the clam, the young man later developed a severe allergic reaction and was rushed to Kau Hospital. Dr. Smith admits this is the first case of its kind, and he has been seen in his... Dr. Smith admits this is the first case of its kind he has seen in his 22 years of practice. Allergies to seafood are fairly exactly common and usually occur after ingestion of fish or shellfish, not after sexual intercourse with shellfish. So usually that doesn't happen when you fuck shellfish, he told local reporters. Speaking of shame, did you see that...
Shame.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see that... what's her face that plays Daenerys?
The Targaryen?
Yeah, but I can't.
Alexa, what's the name of the actress that plays Daenerys Targaryen?
Daenerys Targaryen's actors are Lucy Punch and Ashley Birch.
No, it's Amelia Clarke.
Did that answer your question?
No, it didn't answer the question. It's Amelia Clarke. It's Amelia Clarke. She's on my list of celebrities that I can see.
Oh, here we go again.
If the opportunity presented itself. So Amelia Clarke, anyway. So apparently she did not win an Emmy, and the internet just fucking flipped its shit over it.
Yeah. She showed her tits enough. She should.
I feel like she should. And she was a good actress as well.
Well, no, she was very good. That was a very strong character, whether she showed her boobies or not.
It helped me like her more. But I thought she was great, even if she didn't show.
Yeah, great eyes.
But I mean, it was nice that she did. In the eighth season, I don't think we saw her tits at all. So
no,
I mean,
nobody.
No. So I mean, maybe she should have flashed her tits, and then maybe we would have pulled in a couple extra votes, so she could have won the fucking Emmy. Which is bullshit anyway, because the Emmys are just a group of people that work in the industry that it doesn't actually reflect the actual people that watch the show. No. Fatal incident occurred at the Waikiki Aquarium in Honolulu in 2014 when an aquarium employee put his head inside of a giant clam and lost consciousness before he could be rescued, confirming the local reputation of the mollusk as a killer clam and not something you should put your penis inside of. In Hawaii folklore, the clam goddess Wawa Uru, was forcefully impregnated by
liquid fecal excrement.
The shark god, but snapped the shark god's genitals as revenge. Oh boy. Leaving him emasculated and thus giving birth to the natives of Hawaii. So the original natives of Hawaii were from a clam goddess who snapped the dick off of the shark goddess.
Or something.
It's a hell of a family tree right there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, that's it then, I guess. All right.
What more do we have to talk about? We talked a lot about penises, Amish people, strippers, and a lot of good stuff. A lot of rotting flesh and other diseases involving the genitals, which apparently all fell on me this week. If you had to order one thing that was announced by Amazon this week, what would you order?
Probably. Let me look here at the list. So, well, if I had to, probably the cheapest thing, I guess. Well, I think I'd like to try the earbuds out, but I definitely not the frames. Maybe the ring. I think the ring might be kind of cool.
The ring's kind of cool. I also honestly think the Echo Studio might be kind of cool because we listen to music a lot. So maybe that.
Now, what kind of soundbar? Did we talk about this before? Do you have a Vizio soundbar?
I have a Samsung soundbar.
Samsung? Okay. Yeah. I've been thinking about those, but I'm not sure yet.
They're nice.
I don't know what to buy.
They make a big difference because we had like a big home theater thing. It was just big and took up room and there were wires everywhere. So I got that because, I like the music that, when we listen to music, I like it to not sound terrible, but I'm not that much of an audiophile where, I need to have this big massive stereo system. So it works really well because there's one bar that sits under the TV. And then, there's a wireless subwoofer that's behind the couch and I don't have to deal with it. It's easy.
So when you're watching Outlander, you can hear everything.
I can hear every little slurp as they're making out and, I can hear Claire's boobs bouncing up and down even. It's crazy. It's crazy. You wouldn't even think that would make a noise. It does.
Well, she's older now, so there's a lot more movement in them than there used to be.
I got to tell you, I hope that I start aging as well as they do.
Yeah.
18 years pass by and they basically look exactly the same as they did. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of wrinkles, but that's it.
Not even that, really. But
yeah.
Anyway.
I guess that's it.
I have nothing else to talk to you about.
We're still trying to get a listener of the show on here. He couldn't make it tonight because we had to do it on a different day. And so hopefully next week, I think next week, Friday, take a look at your calendar and see if Friday works. I think we got baseball on Thursday, but I think he'll be able to join us. He's chomping at the bit to get in here. And maybe this week would have been good. We could have given him all the dick stories.
Possibly.
We'll see you next week.
All right. See you next week. Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.